SkyWest scheduling changes announced at Jamestown Airport. Jamestown kindergarten enrollment leveling out. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. SkyWest Airlines has announced a temporary schedule change through the Jamestown Regional Airport as they continue to deal with staffing shortages. Jamestown Airport Manager Katie Hemmer says the change will be 2 arrivals and departures in the afternoon as opposed to the early morning schedule for connections in Denver.
Now we're going to have 2 afternoon arrivals and departures, so we won't have that early morning, which is what makes those really great connections, especially for international travelers. So we are sad that that's not going to be part of the schedule. Starting July 12th is when this new schedule takes effect, but we are happy that we are getting some consistency. We're actually going to have 14 round-trip flights per week.
Hemmer adds they're confident in SkyWest and the implementation of the new temporary flight schedule. Read more at newsdakota.com. As of June 15th, Jamestown kindergarten enrollment has leveled out, according to Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck.
Our Roosevelt numbers have doubled in a couple of weeks, which is good news, meaning it's still enrollment is still really quite low comparative to other years, but at about 117, that's certainly better than what we were looking at before when we were in the 70s.
Enrollment at each school building includes Gussner with 33, Lincoln with 31, Roosevelt with 26, Washington with 12, and Louis L'Amour with 11. Read more online at newsdakota.com. The deadline for applying for North Dakota's gas tax refund is fast approaching. The June 30th date is the last day for consumers to apply for that refund. Farmers and ranchers may receive a refund of 23 cents per gallon. Industrial consumers can request a refund of 22.5 cents per gallon of gasoline or gasohol, a mix of gasoline and ethanol. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, weather, and sports anytime, be sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search News Dakota.